The Gospel of Peace reaches oppressed Tibet. A new tool boosts missional opportunities amid soaring fuel costs. And a ministry mourns the loss of a student missionary in Peru. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There's an illusion of calm over Tibet. Anger over China's ruthless crackdown in March still seethes. As the Olympic Games in Beijing near, the spotlight brings awareness of Tibet's plight. But the Tibetans are also looking for hope. Words of Hope's Lady Young says,
"The broadcast that Words of Hope is involved in every night continue to broadcast hope and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to Tibetan people. The Chinese in the past have banned Tibetan people from listening to foreign stations, but we do know from a number of testimonies that people do listen quietly in private."
The team is praying for fruit.
There are over 20,000 responses that have come in the last year to these broadcasts, so we know that many Tibetan people, most of whom still are Tibetan Buddhist, are interested in listening to these programs, which highlight in a positive way their culture and bring them hope.
Next, officials in Thailand have been restricting the distribution of Bibles and Christian literature to Chinese tourists. The Southern Cross Project evangelist team approaches tour groups and offers them easy-to-read Bibles from the World Bible Translation Center. Many business people and Communist Party officials are allowed to travel outside China, and about 40% to 50% of them accept the Bibles. Pray that the officials will allow the evangelistic team to continue its work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Child Ministries is taking an experimental approach to their outreach this year in Ghana. ECM's John Rouster says phenomenal church growth gave them pause because the evangelism and discipleship teams were getting spread too thin.
"We are putting more intense work into one given area rather than traveling around to several schools. We combined the teams and brought them together and then put them in one area and just intensified our approach to this particular area."
Rouster says they found enthusiastic response from the people, which emphasized the need to continue with the combined discipleship approach.
"In Ghana, the church is very wide, but the depth of knowledge of the scriptures and the depth of people in their Christian lives is quite shallow. And so what we're hoping to do is give more people more depth in their knowledge and their love of the Lord."
Meanwhile, the downturn in the American economy and the spike in fuel costs translate to skyrocketing traveling expenses. And that can be especially hard on short-term mission trips.
"We realize that not everyone has discretionary income and can just open up a checkbook and write a check and be gone."
Buckner International's Ronnie Rock says they've launched an online tool to help team members raise funds through a website, itsyourmission.com.
"They can share where they're going, they can share pictures of their destination, share their heart's passion, and encourage friends and family to donate and then share that message with other friends. So that single person's passion for ministry can be shared with an entire community online."
Rock says this tool helps people be the vessels of the gospel. She explains why that's important.
"We could send gospel tracts to other countries. We could even send the humanitarian aid that we provide. But nothing will deliver the gospel message more than an individual who is impassioned about Christ going and spending time with those children."
And a tragic bus accident killed a student missionary in Peru on July 5th. Gregory Gomez IV had deferred a good job offer to serve with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's REAP South team. REAP is a strategy to start indigenous church planting movements among the unreached peoples of South America. Pray that God will comfort the REAP South team, including two other missionaries who received minor injuries, and that God would use them to reach South America with the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that'll help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.